إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مما بعد. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you into this class of ours, and I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can never give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the rights that is due to him as related to thanking him subhanahu wa ta'ala as we should for his favors and his blessings, because many are the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy. But the greatest of all favors is to be guided to Al-Islam, to be on this path, on this beautiful religion, that those who come close to it and study it and take knowledge from its proper sources, they see how beautiful is indeed this religion, even though that some of the people who they are Muslims and claim to be upon Islam, they do a lot of bad and evil actions. And for whatever reason, other people are still attracted, alhamdulillah, their hearts to Islam. It's like a big fire, but still those phoenix and that grass coming out of the ashes. You know, you go by it and you're like, nothing coming from this. But then, hey, a lot of things come from that. Of course, those actions, the like of what happened in France, for instance, and been happening throughout the world, even though they are perpetrated, as they say, by Muslims, but they do not represent Islam. Okay, Islam is not a religion of crimes and blood and terrorist attacks. Rather, Islam is a religion of peace. And Muslims who understand Islam correctly, they do not act based on emotions, but rather they do what's adhering to, what was pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord, because this religion is complete, is perfect. And it's not do it your way, but we do it the way of the one who created us and fashioned us in the best form. And alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful morning, as I mentioned. Today we have our brother who took shahada. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful thing. We do ask Allah for him and always for us firmness upon the deen of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach him and all of us our religion as we are still learning together, alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful thing when we hear that someone accepted Islam for his own benefit, because Allah doesn't benefit from us. He stands in no need. We don't help Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way. He does everything, and he has no need for any help of anyone. As this mighty heavens are maintained by him alone. These mountains, they stay where they are, and these vast oceans, and these how many billions, who knows, of species, and including birds and insects and who knows, things we don't even know, he maintained all of his creation. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, all those fish that we just enjoy some of it, but what about all those that still live in the deep oceans? Fresh or salt water, maybe in the east or the west. We just enjoy them on a clip on YouTube, or beautiful colors, or who made them, who created them, who fashioned them. Subhanallah. And that's why we are commanded in many ayats in the Quran to reflect and to ponder upon the creation, because it tells you about the Creator. Sometimes we're amazed, a car go fast. You can even see it. Six people in the van, how do you see that car? Maybe one person see it. One. So what's car? Oh, it's an amazing car. Then all the people didn't see it, but they gotta take, oh, is it? How is it? Describe it. Man, the rims, that's it. I can't tell. And they're like, wow, the one who came up with this car must be amazing. What about trees in front of you, standing for years? What about these mighty skies, the stars, the moon, the sun, in a harmony, everything in its orbits, nothing changed. And we shouldn't even look far, look in ourselves. This body that Allah has given us, every single limb and every single part of our body, and there is so many things we don't even know about our bodies. Even those who are specified in whatever it is, in the human body, and like doctors and physicians and all of those researchers, they still don't know everything about our body. They still amaze, this body continue to amaze us, how it functions, how it maintains itself, how it heals itself, and how it defends itself against diseases, this, viruses, this. And subhanAllah, it's amazing. It's amazing. That's why Allah said, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. You want signs that Allah exists? That the Creator exists? Look at yourself. Who created you? Who brought you to existence? Who maintained you? Who sustained this body? It's not like your body came with a warranty after three years you have to change an elbow. Another 2 years you have to change a hip. 5 years later, no replacement, you're done. You need another back. Go to some auction. It doesn't work. People, man, all they still enjoy, mashallah, breathing, their nose function, their heart still function, their livers function. Yes, some failures here and there. But you have this body, you still walk, you still see, you still comprehend, you still appreciate, you still have your taste, you have your emotions. Subhanallah, it's amazing. Yeah, I would be amazed of a sandwich. Man, I'll put this together. Nice soup. Nice soup. Nice heart. That heart that pumped the blood, it should pump something else. Tawheed and the Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah keep our brother firm upon Islam. And it is our duty to be there for him and to help him and assist him. Those amongst us who can assist him with those things they know, because it's a religion that is based on knowledge. It's not based on just do it my way. It's not my way, it's the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah, this religion is from Allah. So nobody can just come up and be like, do it my way, I think it will work. No guesses in Islam. Learn, understand correctly, and apply to the best of your abilities. If you didn't do it right, say astaghfirullah and try to learn again and do it right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is merciful. So we welcome you again amongst your brothers here, your family. This is a family. Alhamdulillah, anything we can do, inshallah we will. Barakallah. Try to get your brother phone number. If he has one, I assume you have a phone number, right? Somebody got it already? Last night. I wasn't here last night. MashaAllah. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. It's a beautiful thing. We shouldn't just, somebody come here. We should be looking for people. Not wait for people to come to us. You know, so, but then we don't just give them shahada and forget about them. No, take their number, check on them, see what they need. Alhamdulillah, be around them, because we are a family, and that's what a family do for each other, okay? Barakallahu feek. Now, my brother, we welcome you, and now we're gonna do a class, a regular class, inshallah. So, I hope you understand something, as we all trying to understand. So, I may say something that you may not be able to follow, but alhamdulillah. But you're with us. Okay? Most important, Allah guide you to al-Islam. And as for the understanding, it will come step by step, inshallah. I welcome all of you, barakallahu fikum, to Kitab al-Tawheed, the book of al-Tawheed. And al-Tawheed is Islamic monotheism. When you single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by worship. When like the testimony you just mentioned, you say, I bear witness that there is no true God, no true deity that deserves to be worshipped except Allah. Why? Because He alone the Creator, He alone maintains His creation, and He alone provides. No one creates along with Him. No one can claim anything of this universe. Can, not even a fly. Nothing. And that's why He alone deserves to be thanked and to be worshipped and to be praised for all of the beautiful things that He allows us to benefit every single day and night and every morning and the afternoon and the evening and every moment of our lives. قال الشيخ محمد عبد الوهاب رحمه الله باب قول الله تعالى فلما آتاهما صالحا جعل له شركاء فيما آتاهما فتعالى الله عما يشركون. قال ابن حزم اتفقوا على تحريم كل اسم معبد لغير الله كعبد عمرو وعبد الكعبة وما أشبه ذلك حاشا عبد المطلب. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما في الآية قال لما تغشاها آدم حملت فآتاهما إبليس فقال إني صاحبكم الذي أخرجتكما من الجنة لتطيعنني أو لأجعلن له قرني أيل فيخرج من بطنك فيشقه ولأفعلن ولأفعلن يخوفهما سمياه عبد الحارث فأبيا أن يطيعه فخرج ميتا ثم حملت فأتاهما أيضا فقال مثل قوله فأبيا أن يطيعاه فخرج ميتا ثم حملت فأتاهما فذكر لهما فأدركهما حب الولد فسمياه عبد الحارث فسمياه عبد الحارث فذلك قوله تعالى جعل له شركاء فيما آتاهما. رواه ابن أبي حاتم وله بسند صحيح عن قتادة قال شركاء في طاعته ولم يكن في عبادته وله بسند صحيح عن مجاهد في قوله لئن آتيتنا صالحا قال أشفق أن لا يكون إنسانا وذكر معناه عن الحسن وسعيد وغيرهما. نعم. That was the Arabic part. We'll read to you the English translation and then we go to the explanation إن شاء الله تعالى. Reading to you from the explanation for our noble Shaykh العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله. In this chapter, chapter 50 in the book of Tawheed is about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is about the statement and also which relates to the story of our father Adam and our mother Eve, Hawa. Aynan. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam and created for him his mate, Hawa, and from them scattered many, many men and women. Okay? So these are our first men that Allah created is Adam alayhi salam. So this story, one of the stories about them. This is in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 190. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى, and when good came to them, meaning to Adam and Hawa, Adam and Eve, they make shirk in what they received. But this shirk is, the ulama, they mention is shirk al-ta'a. This is shirk in obedience, not shirk in ibadah. Because shirk in worship, that's kufr, that's disbelief. When someone commits shirk by devoting an act of worship for other than Allah, that's a kufr, that's a disbelief. Here, when you hear shirk, it doesn't mean that Adam commits shirk. Here, the ulama, they mention shirk of obedience. Why? Because as you're going to see in the class, in the explanation, they obeyed the shaitan, Satan, once again. Because first they obeyed him in what? Eating from the tree. Amen. So the ulama, they said that shirk of obedience is different types. Could be minor sin, could be major sin, and it could be kufr too. It depends on the sin itself. Okay? Now, so make that difference. Now just make her shirk and say, well, Adam commit shirk? No. Not like that. Ibn Hazm, one of the scholars of Al-Islam, he said, the prohibition of every name of servitude to other than Allah is agreed upon. Meaning it's not permissible for someone to name his son Abd Fulan, Abd al-Hussein, Abd al-Kaaba, Abd al-Rasul. Na'am? and the like, with the exception of Abdul Muttalib. About the ayah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, when Adam learned of his wife's pregnancy, Iblis, which is Satan, came to them. Satan came to them again. He said, I am your companion who had you removed from paradise. He came to them and said, I am your companion who had you removed from paradise. Because see, that's why, as we learned from before, our place is paradise. That's our home. Our home for us is paradise. And we want to go back to it. And there is only one way that take you back to it. There is no shortcuts in this one. You know your route, he knows another route. There is only one way. The way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in his beautiful religion of Islam. And he gets us back to paradise. So if Satan, he say, I am your companions who had you removed from paradise. Obey me or I will make him. So when Eve became pregnant, he says, obey me, because he tell them, name this son of yours, Abdul Harith. And who's Al Harith? That's him, that's Satan. You know? He says, name him the servant of me, like his servant, Abdullah. Okay? So he said, obey me or I will make him have two horns, like a deer, which will rip your insides when it comes out. So, I will and do this and I will do this. He was frightening them into calling the child Abdul Harith instead of Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. No, Abdul Harith. But they refused to obey him. They refused. So no way. They refused to obey him. Then the child was still born. Still, like he's dead. Still born, okay? Meaning he died. He came out dead. Then she became pregnant again. And that's by Allah's will, because Shaitan has nothing to do with this. Okay? This is a test from Allah. Okay? So then she became pregnant again. So he came saying, as he had before, Satan. They still did not obey him. There's like no way. And the child came out dead. Okay? Then she was pregnant again. So he came to talk to them again. See, Satan doesn't give up. He doesn't. He doesn't give up calling. So we shouldn't give up fighting back. You know? It's like you're fighting an enemy in the ring, man. He's throwing punches. How many can you duck? So, but you really, man, you gotta get up and you gotta defend yourself and you gotta survive and you gotta fight. And there is a fight in this life. Satan calling us to a lot of evil, temptations, many things around us, a lot of negative things, but as long as you keep your eyes on the prize, paradise, everything will become easy, alhamdulillah. Alright, you're gonna pass by a lot of things that people grabbing them and you're like, that's not for me. If I pull over, that slow my journey. I got my pride is ahead, not these things right here. You see, Allahu Akbar. That's why we gave an example before. Those people who are running for a marathon, all right? They're running, but they pass by people having fun, people having cookouts, cheering for them. Hey, they want to say, hey, stop over, man! Free chicken, free privileges. You think that person? That athlete stops for those things? Does he stop? No. Why doesn't he stop? Free food, mashallah. Because he has another prize. Better than what they calling him to, right or wrong?
Right.
But if somebody else say, hey, listen, man, I know you. If the prize is $1 million, but somebody tell him, hey, I got $10 million for you, he's going to keep running. Mm-hmm. Huh? He's like, see you later, man. Go ahead, you go run. He's gonna go and get that. But since that which they're calling him is nothing compared to the real prize, he's not gonna look at that. So that's the prize why we're here, to get to paradise. So any temptations, anything, because Satan is gonna send a lot of invitations. But how are you gonna change all your plans, man? You're called to something great. I ain't gonna change and under invitation for nothing. We don't do that. Very wrong. Sometimes you're invited to this dinner, beautiful, you know this dinner, mashallah, they lay it down. Huh? And you'll go on your way. Man, they have all of these entrees and soup du jour and all that, you know. And appetizers and then they come to buffet, choose what you want, all halal by the way, okay? Alright? And free. And then somebody gonna tell you, look, man, we gotta cook out back, man, in the basement, it's rainy day, we couldn't bring it out. What you got? Some corn dogs, man, you know how it is. It's not about the food, just getting together. Would you do that? Well, actually, a Muslim may do that. For his brother, not for the food, right? Keep in mind the beauty of this religion. Amen. So anyway, Satan doesn't never give up. Okay? So she became pregnant again. So he came to talk to them again. This time out of their sense of love for their child, they called him Abdul Harith. They say, okay, we name him Abdul Harith. You see? That's when the ulama, they said, that's their obedience. They obeyed the Shaitan. And that's what is called shirk al-ta'a. Shirk as related to obedience, not as related to act of worship. Okay? And that is why Allah says, they made shirk in what they received. By not naming that child, Abd Allah. They say Abd al-Harith, which is Shaitan name. As recorded by Abu Hatim. In this narration, the Shaykh al-Albani graded weak. And also Qatada from Abu Hatim with a sahih chain from Qatada, who says, shirk in obeying him, not in worshipping him. They didn't worship Shaitan. Okay, Qatada said they didn't worship Shaitan, which is forbidden, but they obey him. Now, and from Ibn Abi Hatim with a sound chain from Mujahid about the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when good came to them, he says, give us of good. He says they were afraid that it would not be a human, and this meaning was mentioned by Al-Hasan, Sa'id and others. Nah. As Ibn Hazm, this great scholar, he's a great scholar from Al-Andalus. You know Andalus, right? Andalus is like now Spain. And subhanAllah, it's amazing because the Muslims, they were there for how many centuries? 8 centuries, almost, or Islam, subhanAllah. And that's why the historian, they said Spain was the only country that didn't know those barbarians ages, those dark ages. You know the dark ages in Europe? The Vikings and all those fighting and barbarians and killing and all these bad, terrible things that happened in those centuries. Spain was spared from that because Muslims were there teaching good manners and good life. Why people around them fighting for nothing? They were Muslims. People in Spain, they were having good time. Respecting one another, helping one another, aiding the rich, aiding the poor, the strong, lend a hand to the weak, and the like. And subhanAllah, they were civilized. Okay? And that's why the reason. And who says this? Non-Muslim, they say this. Aynan. So he is from an Andalusia. Okay? So like in Cordoba and Sevilla, which is Ishbilia, and Granada, which is Granada. These are names of cities that still there. There is still Barcelona. Mm-hmm. Barcelona is a city in Spain. Yes. Now, is a city in Spain. In northeast of Spain. Portugal, now. So Portugal is a part of that peninsula, okay? Now. So he was a great scholar. His name Abu Muhammad Ali ibn Ahmed ibn Sa'id ibn Hazm al-Qurtubi from Cordoba. Al-Zahiri. He died in the year 456 of the Hijra, rahimahullah. The relevance of this chapter to Kitab al-Tawheed, بيانوا أن تعبيد الأولاد وغيرهم لغير الله في التسمية شرك في الطاعة وكفر للنعمة. That when a people, they give names to their children and giving them abid, but other than, the slave of, other than Allah. Okay? This is a shirk in obedience. And that's a type of disbelief. They disbelieve the favor in the favor of Allah. Meaning they don't give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be. As they should give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by naming their child Abd something else. Instead of Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahman. Abdul Khaliq and the like. The general meaning of this hadith, of this ayah, يخبر تعالى عن آدم وحواء أنه لما أجاب دعاءهما ورزقهما ولدا سويا على الصفة التي طلبا لم يقوم بشكر تلك النعمة على الوجه المرضي كما وعد بذلك بل سميه عبد الحارث فعبده لغير الله. Says the general meaning of this verse in Surah Al-A'raf, once again, the verse 190, this ayah 190. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us in the Quran. The Quran is the book of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has sent many books through messengers, through the prophets and the messengers. And these books contain guidance for mankind. The good things to do that bring us and guarantees for us stability, security, peace, joy in this life and the everlasting joy and happiness in the hereafter. And also these books contains all the things that we should stay away from because they are no good, even though that some of them we want them. But we should stay away from them because the one who created us says it's no good for you. Allah who created us says this is not good for you. We shouldn't even go there. That's why the iman is very important. Believe. Those who are firm in belief, they know Allah. The more you know Allah, the more you it become easy to adhere to His commands. And once again, it's amazing. Somebody buy a car from Japanese manufacturer and he comes with a manual. And they say, don't do this to your car. Some people still don't care and do it and they mess up the engine. You see? But people do that. Many people don't do that, right? They respect the manual. Before they do anything, they're like, hey, read, this is a Japanese car, man. It's not a German car. These people are different. So let's see what they want us to do, okay? What type of oil, what type of pressure, what types of belt, what type of this. But when you come to the deen of Allah, some people are Muslims, Allah guide them to Islam, and we still want to do it our way. And later on it doesn't work and we want to blame somebody, right? Blame the government. Blame the government, man. Blame your action. Especially if you have knowledge. Can you imagine someone has direction and still get lost? Why he get lost? Because he wants to try his way. You see? Somebody tell him, keep going. You see that? I got it. Just go sleep. Before you know it, they off 300 miles out of the mark. Why? Because he want to do it his way. This person is stubborn, don't want to listen. Well, we shouldn't be like that. Allah wants only good for us. And keep in mind, this direction may be what? Wrong, because they're human. And the mistake is human. But Allah doesn't make mistakes. Subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from that. Whatever He tells us is good and it will work. It will work. All we have to do is do it. Do it His way, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala ayyin, Allah sends many books, and from them is the Qur'an. So Allah is informing us in the Quran about Adam and Hawa. Okay? Our parents, Adam and Eve. They make dua, they ask Allah for children, because He who the one who gives children. You try by marriage, okay? And then it's up to Allah to give you children or not. And also it's up to Allah from His hikmah, His wisdom, that that child come a boy or a girl, or even twins, okay, and the like. So they ask Allah for a child. Allah gave them a child, grant them their request. Nice, complete, perfect child, okay, as they requested. But they didn't give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as related to that favor and that blessing He has bestowed upon them. In a way that is, that Allah deserves, that is pleasing to Allah. As they promised to do that. If you give us, we will be from those and that thank you and the like. Rather, they called that boy Abdul Harith. Okay? The slave of Al-Harith. فَعَبَّدَهُ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ. Okay, so they give him a name, Abd al-Harith, instead of Abdillah, for instance. وَمِنْ تَمَامِ الشُّكْرِ أَلَّا يُعَبَّدْ الْإِسْمِ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ. But if a person really is giving thanks to Allah for that ni'mah, for that favor of the child, you have to give a good name for your child. And give them any name. Especially this name of Abd of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَحَصَلَ مِنْهُمَ بِذَلِكَ شِرْكٌ فِي التَّسْمِيَةِ لَا فِي الْعِبَادَةِ. So it's very important to notice that, because you hear, oh, shirk. They fall into shirk, but this is shirk of obedience. Because they obeyed the shaitan. It's not shirk in worship, which is kufr al-iyadu billah. Okay? So this is very important detail. You can't, if you forget about this detail, you may drag yourself on something that is not right. You're only supposed to be talking about. Because later on you may, somebody say, oh, look, shirk. I said Adam commit shirk. So where? Ah, subhanAllah, akhi, this is amazing. It's not amazing. You just said, I forget. Akhi, I learned this chapter. Let me review it again. Alright? Let me look at it again. And then you will find again that this is not the shirk of worship. Like the grave worshippers, they go to some dead person and say, hey, help me out, man, give me children. That's a shirk of worship, that's disbelief. Because that dead man in that grave doesn't give no children. Alhamdulillah. Cure me, cure my mother. Doesn't. This is inobedience, shirk of obedience, okay? ما يستفاد من الآية number one, تحريم التسمية بكل اسم معبد لغير الله. كعبد الحسين وعبد الرسول وعبد الكعبة وعبد النبي. It is strictly forbidden to give children names that entails this تعبيد, like you call them عبد الرسول, عبد الحسين. Like the Shia, they could say عبد الحسين. And other people, they call their names Abdul Rasul, the slave of Al-Rasul. No, you're not a slave, you're a slave of Allah. Some they say Abdul Kaaba, the slave of Al-Kaaba. So you have to be careful. Use the real name and the good names, and we stay away from the bad names. Number two, أن الشركة يقع في مجرد التسمية ولو لم تقصد حقيقتها. That see, even choosing a name may lead a person to fall into a type of shirk. Even though he didn't intend to fall into that. You see? So that's why it's important for you to ask. Sometimes people are, oh no, they just give their children names that, subhanAllah, you'd be amazed. Some specialists, some books been circulating. I remember a couple of times people stopped me and said, Akhi, can you help me? And he has a book like, I don't know, like 200 pages. I said, what book is this? Aqidat? No, names. Names of who? Names of boys, children. Is that a whole book? And then they be reading some names never heard myself. I'm like, yeah, it's easy. Choose a good name. Some people, they don't know. They just, especially when they are new to Islam, and they just give themselves names too, because they want to change their names to a Muslim name. And some people, they just want to pick up the first word they hear. Like one person, I was in this seminar, this man was named Jahannam. His name was Jahannam, Hellfire. Jahannam means the Hellfire. I'm like, come here, man. Who gave you this name? He said, man, he sounds good. I said, it does not feel good. That's it, I can tell you. It does not feel good. He said, well, what is it? I said, because the Jahannam means the Hellfire. Can you take a hot shower? I said, oh, no. So this is a fire, man. Unlike any other fire. You know? And there is some names that are bad names. Some names are haram. You cannot call yourself, name yourself Allah. And there is up north, there was a man like that. He called himself Allah. Why? He said, I like it. He said, you can't. It's not for you. Huh? Yes. Yeah. Nah. So, it's like someone walking, you can't even do that in Walmart, man. You Walmart and you register or whatever, you pack in some freezers and what's your, I'm CEO. You're the CEO? You're not the CEO on here. Right or wrong. You can't even put a tag of, it says a manager. Right or wrong. You just can't. You're not one. So now his name is Allah. Can't have that name. Ayna. It's very important for us to choose the good names for our children, right? Boys and girls. Ask, what is a good name, Akhi? Give him a good name, because when they grow with that good name, okay? ثالثاً أن هبة الله للرجل والولد السوي من النعم لا تستحق الشهرة. When you have a child, and that child, alhamdulillah, comes nice and mashallah, beautiful, you gotta thank Allah. Some men, they grow arrogant now because of me, man, you know. That runs in the family. What runs in the family? Ignorance? Friends in the family, instead to say Alhamdulillah. Sometimes people, Muslims, and when they go visit, when a baby comes, and because some people, even though they may go and visit in the hospital, but of course the woman, she's the mother, she's still there. You're not going to go visit with the mother. They bring the baby, the man bring the baby to his friends out in the hallway, and instead to say Alhamdulillah, he thank Allah, beautiful child. Beautiful baby girl. Beautiful baby boy. Allahu Akbar. Thank Allah for this ni'mah. They're like, man, I look like you. You're the man. He's the man. Like, he's the one who did this. You just mean. You got married and you tried. That's all you did. You have no clue what happened. Right or wrong?
That's right.
That's it. So you thank Allah. So we too, we shouldn't encourage people to fall into disobedience. Oh man, as you are, that's it. You're the man. No, to him, thank Allah. This is from Allah, akhi. Allah could bring him with no limbs, as some babies are born like that. Born with no limbs, some are born, you know, with deficiencies. And Allah is the all-wise. He does what He will, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, أَنَّ مِنْ شُكْرِ إِنْعَامِ اللَّهِ بِالْوَلَدِ تَعْبِيدَهُ لِلَّهِ. And that a part of giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that you give a good name. And if you want to use this abd, then you have to use one of the names of Allah. Abdullah. Abdul Rahman, Abdul Rahim, Abdul Khaliq, Abdul Samad, Abdul Ilah, Abdul Ghani. Huh? What else? Abdul Razzaq. Abdul Malik. Abdul Rasul. Huh? Abdul Rasul. La? Are we gonna do the class all over again? Huh? Abdul Majid. Abdul Rasul. Oh, Abdul Majid, no. I said Abdul Majid, he said no. عبد المزيد نعم أي نعم بارك الله فيكم جزاكم الله خير. Once again we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to worship him, to thank him and to praise him as he deserves to be thanked, to be praised for all of these favors that we enjoy and the blessings that we enjoy and many others we don't even know. We enjoy them, we don't even know. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And we ask him to make us from those who constantly give thanks to his favors. And we ask him to make us and enable us and assist us to use those favors in a way that is pleasing to him, a way that brings us benefits. And we, once again, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to witness this good thing for our brother, Hafidhahullah, that Allah guide his heart to Islam. May Allah keep him firm and us. Because we're not just going to say, may Allah keep him firm. What about us? We want to that for us too. May Allah keep us all firm. Upon Islam. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa taslim al-kathir.